Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by
Jeffrey Tribble from The Musicianship.
Hey, it's great talking with you again. Our listeners will remember a few months ago when COVID started, you know, we spoke with you at The Musicianship about how the live event Whammies had been postponed, but that you were planning on doing something virtual, and now you have. And so all the nominees that they looked up a couple in the last few months, now we have some actual winners here. So we're going to do a follow-up story. First of all, how were the winners actually announced? It was a week-long event, right?
Yeah, so typically the awards are announced over a two-day period, Whammy weekend, where we have our, you know, day conference in addition to the award show. But this year, as you know, and as you mentioned, we had to postpone it, and we did sort of Whammy week. So we announced, I think on average, 13 awards a day. We had, you know, 15 to 20-minute segments. We know that people's attention span in 2020 is not what it was years ago, and so we just tried to have a bite-sized virtual experience where people could hear live music in addition to hearing the awards.
Awesome. And how many categories are there, by the way?
Wow. This year, I think we had 58 categories.
Okay, cool. And remind me how, before we get into the winners in a second, remind me how the nominees are actually selected.
So the nomination process starts with people from the D.C., Virginia, and Maryland region going on to our platform to nominate artists. Artists can also self-nominate. And after that, there's a voting period. And during the voting period, we basically look at, you know, fan participation. That's an important part of, you know, music recording culture. And so the top seven vote getters end up becoming finalists, and from there we send to the judges who have Likert scale evaluations. We have 60 judges, you know, from DJs to artists themselves to professors to recording industry executives, and they basically look over these questions and judge all of the finalists in each category.
Awesome. All right, so without further ado, let's talk who actually won this year. Just off the bat, is there anyone that, you know, came away, you know, maybe with like a multiple award winner?
Yeah, well, there were a couple people who came away with multiple awards, but I'd highlight DuPont Brass, I think especially because they won Best Rap Artist Group. And people tend not to associate their band with a group with being rap in group, but it just, let me say that again, if I can.
Sure, yeah, you're good.
I think one of the groups that I'd like to highlight the most, I think, is probably DuPont Brass, who won Best Rap Artist Group, and people tend to think of them as more of a brass band, as is indicated by the name, but it just shows how versatile they are in terms of the art that they put out. They, you know, one of the questions that we ask to judges is the entered material reflective of this genre? And so they actually get scored on whether or not, you know, they are a rap or group or artist. And so it was really phenomenal to see them walk away with that. Verano, I mean, they've been winning the Whammy Awards for years. Cecily, she won 2 years in a row. Aaron Abernathy won two awards this year. So there are a really, you know, rich group of musicians and artists in this region, as you know. And, you know, our job is to just bring them as much recognition as possible.
Awesome. Could you give me a little more on, I mean, you went pretty in-depth on DuPont Brass, but could you maybe highlight a little more in-depth the other ones you mentioned in terms of the multiple awards? You said Aaron Abernathy, is that the name?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this year Aaron Abernathy won Best Soul Album and won another award as well, I think Best R&B Album. And he's been on the scene for several years now. In fact, he was supposed to go on tour if it weren't for everything that's been taking place with the global pandemic. But he's a really fantastic artist. He's actually done a masterclass for the musicianship many, many years ago before we were even the home of the Whammy Awards. So it was great to see him kind of come through with this win.
All right, so DuPont Brass and Erin Abernathy. Any female-led groups or artists that came away victorious?
Yeah, so I'd highlight Cecily. She won Best Soul Song this year, and she was also a Whammy Award winner last year. So I think anytime you have an artist who can sort of prove to be consistent year after year, you really just have to celebrate them and honor them. And she also has been, moved onto a national platform, and we'd like to think that we have something to do with that.
I'm sure you do. All right, cool. So that's a lot of rap and soul and R&B. How about on the rock side of things? Any big winners there?
Yeah, so this year, Best Hard Rock Artist went to Clutch. Every now and then, there are artists who I myself haven't heard before, and this really just gives me an opportunity to hear groups that I haven't heard. And Clutch is, well-recognized in the region, but to hear their latest project and for them to sort of ascend to win this award was really fantastic. Best Hard Rock Album, which we distinctly delineate from rock, was Caustic Casanova for their album Good How I Envy the Death, and that was a really solid project as well. So it's just awesome to see, a myriad of genres ranging from, funk to soul to hip-hop to country to even world music. Vera No, who has been winning Whammy Awards probably since the award show existed, even for them to still kind of consistently be on the scene in the world music space and win an award for their album Live at the Lubber Run, it's just really fantastic and a testament to their consistency throughout the years.
Awesome. You mentioned country there. Who won in those categories?
So one of my favorite groups who's been doing a lot of, recognized work in the region is Bumper Jackson's. And they actually won Best Country Americana Artist Group this year. And they also were a multi-award winning group, having won Best Folk Album. So, they are well-respected, and I couldn't be more proud of that group for, just being recognized for Live at the Wolf Trap, the name of their album.
Awesome. Yeah, a lot of people around here are familiar with the Bumper Jets for sure. All right, cool. Based on what you're saying, it's a nice variety, diverse, crop of winners this year. You'd mentioned that was something you guys were striving towards based on feedback in the past?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think one of the major differences between last year and this year is the fact that we are not an association, not a membership group. And so I think, we are not homogenous in that sense, and we really try to allow as many people as possible to be a part of the nomination and the voting process. And I think what happens is that you get a really diverse group of submissions. One of the things that I think we as an organization really want to strive to do better is bring more go-go into the fold. There was only one go-go finalist for Best Album. And, go-go is predominantly celebrated because of its live music sort of fervor and zeal. But, in the age of COVID-19, when people can't perform live, we really want more recorded music. And so, we want to at some point try to assist the go-go community and see how or whether we can bring them into the fold more and just get more recorded music, which is what the Whammy Awards is based on.
For sure. All right. Well, here's a good question for you. How might, winning the Whammies, how does that actually benefit the artists? I assume they can slap the laurels, on there that says winner of Best R&B. They can put that on their social media. but also just the recognition and exposure and getting the music out, you know, like how does it actually help them now that they're winners?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it gives them other opportunities to perform in the region. We've seen people even be able to go on television and say, you know, I'm a Whammy award-winning artist or I'm a Whammy nominated artist. And that makes, you know, people in the media community sort of perk their ears up a bit. So I think that exposure is certainly important. You mentioned, additional platforms upon which they can perform, not only at the Whammy Awards naturally, but also in venues around the city. We've also seen people take, the fact that they're a Whammy Award-winning artist and ascend to national scales. There's an artist who recently won a Whammy Award who's now going to be doing something with BET on a national scale. So I think it's important to begin to get the name recognition beyond the region. But I think within the region, it certainly is an extra tool in your toolkit that hopefully you're proud of and hopefully you can leverage just to become a more well-rounded artist and a more booked artist, which is something that, you know, is really important to the recording industry.
Awesome. Well, thanks for taking the time to join us. In closing, just remind us how long the Whammies have been around. And I mean, we covered that last time. I'm sure I have some quotes from a couple months ago, but just so we have a fresh, bit on it. How long has it been around and, when the musicianship took over?
Yeah, so the Whammy Awards is a 32-year-old music award show, and this is our second year as the home of the Whammy Awards.
Okay, awesome. All right, cool. Well, is there anything else you want to add or, congrats to this year's winners?
No. We as an organization are really proud of all of the nominees, all of the finalists, all of the winners. I think it's easy to sometimes view it as a competition, but we definitely view it as a celebration of all of the artists, regardless of whether or not they are winners. I think one thing that's special about us being able to do it live is that you build community and to see everybody kind of dressed to the nine, to celebrate, honor, and recognize one another is special. And we tried to do our best to capture that in a virtual format this year. And depending on next year, may have to do that again. But more than anything, we, just appreciate being a part of this community. And we're hoping that we can pour as much love into it as they pour into us.
Perfectly said. All right, man. That's the perfect place to leave it. Thank you so much for calling in, and congrats to this year's winners. Thank you so much for highlighting them, because they're local artists and they need all the support they can get. So thanks, man.
Thank you, Jason. I'll talk to you soon.